Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills with Microsoft. I do Windows Server Marketing, and I'm joined again today by Keith Mayer. How you doing, Keith?
Great, Eric. How are you today?
I'm good. We're talking about storage, and I love storage. So it's going to be another good episode. I'm really excited about it. For all you listeners out there, if you missed the first episode, you want to check it out. It's on Storage Bases Direct. We talk about how we get 5 million IOPS from Microsoft Storage Solutions using Windows Server 2016. So check out the previous video on S2D if you want to hear more about that. But now we're going to talk about Storage Replica, which is built into Windows Server 2016 Data Center Edition. So if you're into storage, and I know you are, you're going to enjoy this episode. So Keith, Storage Replica, let's just start at the basic level. What is Storage Replica and why should people care?
Yeah, Storage Replica is a great feature built into Windows Server 2016 that allows for asynchronous or synchronous block level replication of a storage volume from one server or cluster to another. It's a great disaster recovery feature. You know, in the old days of before Windows Server 2016, block-level storage replication was incredibly expensive for a lot of organizations. It oftentimes involved proprietary storage area network arrays and additional licenses to do storage replication. Now with Storage Replica, you can replicate really any Windows Server 2016 volume from one primary site to another and not have to pay for all of those expensive solutions for that level of disaster recovery. So it's bringing enterprise-grade disaster recovery capabilities to every organization.
Nice. Well, you, as usual, you're touching on a lot of good stuff that I want to dig into. Can you explain block-level replication a little bit? Why is that important versus just normal file copying that everybody is used to?
Yeah, definitely. So the reason that block-level replication can be really important is twofold. One is that file-level replication oftentimes deals with relatively large-sized files where only a small amount of data within those files is maybe changing. But what ends up happening oftentimes with file-level replication is that even if it's only a few blocks of that file that we're changing, a few bytes in the file that we're changing, the whole file or a large portion of the file gets replicated from one place to the other. And that can lead to much higher network overhead and much slower replication performance, which then from a business level can make your recovery objectives harder to achieve because now you have to either have bigger network pipes or you have to be tolerant of a longer period of time where data loss could occur when you fail over in a disaster mode. So by doing block-level replication focuses on just replicating the blocks that have changed underneath the file system. So it's just a couple blocks of data, it only replicates those blocks. The other important piece, though, is that with file-level replication, in order to replicate at a file level, there's oftentimes some level of file locking that's involved. So somebody opens the file, they make changes to it, they save that file, close it, and then the file level replication kicks in. So what ends up happening is they may have that file open all day, making and saving changes to it, and the file level replication can't actually pick that up and replicate it yet, right, until they actually close the file. With block level replication, since it's sitting under the file system level, doesn't care about file locks. As those blocks are saved and changed, it's replicating them across. So again, much more efficiency and much better ability to meet tighter recovery objectives from a disaster recovery standpoint.
Nice. That makes a lot of sense. Well said. So you mentioned also asynchronous replication and synchronous replication. You know, historically, it's been very expensive to get block level replication, but then sometimes you had to buy this kind of a system to do asynchronous replication and a different kind of system to do synchronous replication. Can you explain more about the differences between asynchronous versus synchronous and then blow our minds a little bit and just tell us which one does Storage Replica do?
Yeah, definitely. So synchronous and asynchronous replication, the main difference between those is synchronous replication means that as a change is being written to your primary server, before that change is acknowledged as being complete, so So before that write operation is acknowledged as being complete, it first waits for the replication to happen to your second location, to your second server. That's why it's synchronizing that copy. It's doing it in a synchronous manner. And that provides zero data loss in the event of a disaster, because every write that hit the primary server gets committed to the secondary server as well before the application is told the write is completed. So synchronous is a great solution for zero data loss disaster recovery. The challenge with synchronous is that because of the time impact of doing writes across two different servers, the servers have to be relatively close to one another, right? Usually within 5 milliseconds or so across a network of one another. Otherwise, if your disaster recovery location is real far away, you know, several hundred miles away, just the laws of physics of how long it takes to get that write done and that remote server and back can delay the performance of your application. But having said that, you know, for customers that have a DR site that has high-speed connectivity to their primary site, and maybe it's a few miles away, has, you know, 4 or 5 millisecond latency access, synchronous can make a lot of sense in those cases and give you zero data loss. Asynchronous replication, on the other hand, kind of decouples what the primary server is doing from what the secondary server is replicating. So that as your application is writing to the primary server, it gets told immediately as soon as the write gets committed to the primary that that write operation is complete. And then behind the scenes, it asynchronously replicates that change over to your secondary site, allowing you to have those disaster recovery locations farther apart for increased tolerance of geographic disasters. But at the same time, because it's asynchronous in nature, it does open the window a little bit for the potential for some data loss. Usually it may only be a few seconds of data loss, but some data loss that could occur in the event of a disaster where you need to fail over. So if your recovery objectives from a business standpoint are tolerant of some level of data loss in the event of a big disaster that you're failing over for, asynchronous can be a really good solution. The good news is storage replica supports both models. So right out of the box, you can choose which one makes sense based on your network architecture.
Awesome. Thank you. So yeah, to sum it up, if your servers are close together, synchronous may be a better fit. If they're really far apart, then asynchronous may be a better fit. But it really depends on your recovery objective and how quickly you need those applications to respond to changing data on your storage devices. So Windows Server 2016 Data Center Edition Storage Replica does both asynchronous and synchronous. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And I know a lot of people that are listening to our show today might be thinking, hey, I'm a customer that's in a smaller environment, or I work with customers in smaller environments. I can't afford a separate data center for disaster recovery purposes. The cool thing is Storage Replica, because it's built into Windows Server 2016, you can actually leverage our Azure cloud as that secondary disaster recovery site and establish an ExpressRoute connection, high-speed connectivity up to Azure, and then do asynchronous replication from your on-prem location up to Windows Server 2016 VMs that are running in Azure. So it's a great hybrid story as well. As you're thinking about new servers for your primary data center, if you don't have a secondary data center or it's too costly to implement or grow a secondary data center footprint, think about the cloud as a secondary data center solution for you in terms of disaster recovery.
Nice. So I can replicate to my own data center or up to the cloud. Either works.
Yep. Nice. Yep. Well, absolutely.
Can you answer this, Keith? Is this primarily just a disaster recovery type of technology, or are there any other uses for storage replica outside of disaster recovery?
Yeah. So disaster recovery is the big reason for storage replica. However, there are other areas as well where storage replica can make some sense, because you may have in a cluster environment, for instance, you may have a couple data centers that are part of your production environment, and you want to distribute a cluster, what we used to call a stretch cluster, between those data centers. With storage replica, it makes it possible to do that, because without having to have a storage area network that spanned across both sites, because it allows you to do that synchronous replication of storage between different halves of clusters in each location.
Nice. So I can have part of my cluster in one geographic location, part of my cluster in another geographic location, and use storage replica to replicate the data between the two, either synchronously or asynchronously.
Yep. Nice. Yeah, in that case, usually for a cluster, like a split cluster approach, it would be more of a synchronous approach because you want to keep tight tolerance of the storage as you're kind of moving workloads back and forth within that cluster.
Sure. Nice. Makes sense. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about storage replica or anything else that we should cover for the listeners?
So it's super easy to get started, and it's very flexible. So I know in our first episode, we had talked about storage spaces direct. Storage replica can be used with storage spaces direct, so that if you have storage spaces direct in one site, you can use storage replica to replicate that to a storage spaces direct cluster in another site, for instance.
Nice.
But it doesn't require storage spaces direct, so even if you have just a single server environment or a couple of servers with local storage, you can use storage replica to do server-to-server replication and still gain value out of storage replica itself. And then certainly as you get into more complex kind of enterprise split cluster scenarios, as we talked about, storage replica has applicability there as well. So I encourage everybody, all size organizations, to look at storage replica because it can be a real accelerator to helping you improve or implement a disaster recovery solution for your organization.
Nice. One more question. You know, can we talk about previous technologies that we had with Windows Server 2012 R2 and older versions that allowed you to replicate data? How does this compare? How is it different, better, or worse?
Yeah, so DFS replica is the common comparison that a lot of people ask about. DFSR has been around for ages, since the days of Windows Server 2003, and it keeps getting better and better with every release. DFSR is a file-level replication solution instead of a block-level replication solution. I position it generally less for disaster recovery scenarios and more for scenarios in which you have a common base of files that you may wish to distribute to several, maybe branch office locations locally, for instance. DFSR is still available in Windows Server 2016, makes a lot of sense in sort of those scale-out distribution models. The other approach that I find DFSR working well in is if you have all those offices and they're doing local backups, using DFSR to bring and consolidate all of those backups back to a central folder in your main site as well makes a lot of sense. So there's room for both replica technologies. Okay. Storage replica more on the disaster recovery and failover and clustering side. DFSR more on distributing or consolidating storage in larger wide area networks.
Okay, good. Thank you for that. I know a lot of people are wondering about the differences there. So, Keith, if people want to learn more about storage replica, where should they go?
Yeah, definitely. So storage replica, I definitely would check out our TechNet site, technet.microsoft.com, and the Windows Server 2016 storage library. You'll find detailed information about the storage replica scenarios that we mentioned today for server-to-server, cluster-to-cluster, and stretch cluster storage replication. And along with detailed steps for implementing that. And then the storage team has a great blog out on blogs.technet.com where they have detailed information on the results of their testing with storage replica as well. So definitely check those out. Great resources.
Okay. Nice. Well, that about wraps it up for another episode of OEM TV here. If you're into storage, you're going to want to check out the third video in the series on quality of service. And Keith, thanks again for all your knowledge and joining us on this episode. All you listeners out there, we'll see you next time on OEM TV.